We're going to jump in here because we got Mr. Mike Clemens with us, and we're going to talk a little sports. Our 98Q sports reporter, top of the morning to you there, Mr. Clemens. How we doing?
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm fabulous. You are hanging out over there in Green Bay, and we want to talk a little Bucks first here because I think that is the number one sports story right now in the state of Wisconsin. And it's revealed this past week that Giannis indicated that he might be open to doing some things other than the Bucks. So where are we at here? What are you hearing about Giannis Antetokounmpo?
Joe, a week ago, I'm saying, all right, stand by. It's the Bucks off season. You know, they drop out early again in the playoffs, and there's going to be all this stuff where, the Bucks should trade Giannis now. Because, you know, there's forces at work between the NBA owners and the sports networks that would love to see him in New York or L.A. or maybe even Chicago, a bigger market, because that's more ratings for them. That's all they really care about. They tend to ignore the Indiana Pacers, who, by the way, just took out the Cavaliers, the number one seed in the conference, 4-1, and they're sitting in the back waiting for Boston or New York to get decided, or the Minnesota Timberwolves that are playing really well as well. I don't know if the NBA is crazy about some of those bookings. They'd rather see New York, L.A. in these games, et cetera.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's always that force. But then, Saturday night, I just happened to dinner with a buddy of mine who covered the Bucks for 30 years and has had these tremendous NBA connections. And a guy who I've been with, like on the floor at the combine and things like that, and all these agents are just coming up left and right, say, or former players that are coaches now. The guy's connections are amazing. And out of nowhere, we're talking about a whole bunch of other stuff. He's asking me like about Packers stuff. He goes, oh, by the way, this week, if the Giannis should be traded stuff comes out, pay more attention to it this year as opposed to the last 5 years. I go, why? And then he just starts telling me some stuff that's like jaw-dropping, like about the family, the things that the Bucks do for him and the family, which I said, that reminds me of what the Packers used to do for Favre. It's okay, though. You know, he's been there 12 years. He is the superstar that he is. He's grown up with them, 19. But, it's special extra accommodations. So that's very important to Giannis. And he loves the situation he's got in Milwaukee. And, if his mom wants to go on another one of her shopping sprees, they can just go down to Chicago for the weekend. I mean, it's stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
It's that lifestyle stuff. But when he stops and looks and says, okay, the difference in this one is Damian Lillard. And him being out now for the next year with the torn Achilles, Damian Lillard had abdominal surgery in January of 2022 when he was with Portland. He missed 47 games. They came roaring back in 23, and then the Bucks picked him up, and then he has Achilles tendonitis, missed 2 games in the playoffs last year against the Pacers, and this year the blood clot and the torn Achilles, against the Pacers. And when he comes back, Joe, he'll be 36 next summer, next year,
Yeah.
So you look at that, and the other guys around him, like Brook Lopez, your center, they only own $23 million. He's 37 years old. Pat Connaughton is 32, and Torian Prince is 31. Bobby Portis is 30. Kyle Kuzma is 29. They owe him $22 million.
Yeah.
So, are they really going to get to a championship with Kevin Porter Jr., Gary Trent Jr., Ryan
Probably
Rollins,
not. Probably not.
A.J. Green, right? So there's those considerations. And so that's why maybe this time the Giannis camp is – so we're paying attention to something happened in Houston or San Antonio or even the Orlando Magic. And I said, the Orlando Magic? Who's there? John Hammond, the GM who picked him years ago.
There you go.
Yeah, he's now the senior advisor to the president of the Orlando Magic. Or the Dallas Mavericks, who won the lottery the other night.
Maybe
they traded away the number one pick.
Well, if you're Giannis and the Bucks, I mean, you look at this and you say, it makes sense for him to leave, as much as that hurts for a Bucks fan to say, and you could get a lot of picks. You could build a pretty possibility to build a pretty good team pretty quick, probably with a lot of draft picks, right?
Yeah, what I'm just saying to you is there's an awful lot of people in the NBA that are saying, at that combine they got in Chicago this week, it's like, the Bucks have painted themselves into a corner in terms of what they've tried to do to build a team for him. And that Damian Lillard Achilles thing, you know, they were on the next two or three years, we get a shot. That was sort of the plan. They got 2 years left on Giannis. You know, and now the other hand, though, you've got guys that are there every day, like Jim Mazowski from JS Online. He says, I'm telling you, I know Wes Edens and Jerry and Haslam. And he said, these dudes are not in rebuild mode, okay? They don't want to watch the reason for season tickets go out the door in Giannis and Antetokounmpo. They're not getting rid of Giannis anytime soon, so
yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, and you know what? Being a Timberwolves fan, you know where he would look real good? Standing right next to Anthony Edwards there.
Well, and how about the Timberwolves, man?
Yeah, they're on a run.
Well, they've played. Yeah, they're on a run right now.
Yeah, doing good. All right, Brewers and Twins this weekend. Twins come in winning 11 in a row. Brewers are just kind of finding their way. They haven't played themselves out of this division yet, but it's kind of just sporadic, I think, would be the word for the Brewers, right?
Brewers had to have another team meeting on Tuesday night. They got shut out back-to-back against Cleveland. They just could not get their bats going. And so then Rhys Hoskins comes in as a leader. And the next day, you know, he goes 4 for 4 at-bats, 5 runs batted in, scores twice himself. They win 9-5, and they start looking like their team again. You know, they don't make any errors in the field. You know, Jackson Churio with a back-to-back mistakes those two nights. One over his head, another one came up short, and they scored 3 runs. So, you know, they're a little bit more focused, a little bit better defense, settle down on the mound with whoever they've got, you know, starting, and, you know, get some kind of offense going. And now they open up that series tonight against the Twins, 7-15. I think it's Chad Patrick on the mound. But, you know, more of the injuries, man. Jeez, Brandon Woodruff was supposed to finally be back after a year and a half of shoulder surgery tomorrow night. He's doing a warm-up. I think this was still when he was with the Timber Rattlers, but he tweaks his right ankle. So now he's off. So then they bring back Tobias Myers, who they just sent to Nashville. He's going to start in place of him tomorrow night. Jose Quintana, the lefty, who has been such a godsend for them at 35, 36 years old, he pops up with a sore shoulder, left shoulder impingement in his throwing shoulder, where the tendon swells and it starts rubbing against the bone. He's on the 15-day IL. So, again, Pat Murphy, he's got a half dozen pitchers on that team that are still coming back from these injuries. And it's amazing they're still only 2 games below 500.
Yeah, it is. Packers, they're doing their off-season workouts. Few distractions. Elton Jenkins, they don't want to talk about Jair Alexander. So a couple distractions in there, but Nothing much beyond that, right?
Nothing really beyond that. They're excited about this draft class they've got at wide receiver. Elton Jenkins, he's 29 years old. When they're playing the Eagles in the playoff game and he goes down after taking a shot, a blindsided shot from a linebacker, there's no reason for it. I'll tell you, Vic Fangio, you watch that tape again. I mean, he just told guys, I don't care if it's got anything to do with the play's over. Find somebody to hit on every play. There's a half dozen examples of that. This guy takes a shot at Elton Jenkins, your left guard, and his arm just goes dead for the rest of the game and probably for the next week or so, a stinger. And so they go out and they sign Aaron Banks to a 4-year deal, $77 million. Well, Elton Jenkins, who's been with you know, since they drafted him, he's got 2 years left on a $68 million deal, and it's like, okay, if you're going to move me to center, I want to be paid like a guard or a tackle.
Yeah.
And so he's holding out. We talked to Luke Butkus, the offensive line coach, and said, if he sits out until training camp, is he going to be okay? He goes, I came in with Elton Jenkins in 2019. You know, he's as solid a player as I've ever been around. He'll be fine. So they got to work that out. And then the Jair Alexander thing. You know, they owe him $16 million if he comes back this year, plus $700,000 in workout bonus money. Mm. But he missed, he only played in 7 games twice the last 2 years. He missed 13 games a couple of years ago. So they're trying to see if he'll take a haircut. But his defensive back coach says he talks to him every day. So that communication keeps up with Jair Alexander.
Good deal. All right, Mr. Clements, always good to talk to you. Enjoy your time in Green Bay. Talk to you next week.
Talk to you then. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mike Clemens, he's out and about. He's our 90 EQ sports reporter. Does all the reporting for Civic Media. You hear him on the sportscast. Wherever the Packers are and the Twins are and the Brewers are and the Bucks are, he's there. So he's at Green Bay at the Packer offseason practices that are going on.